Hi there, my name is Davinia and I'm a personal trainer. I've been a personal trainer now for 10 years and I've also been a coach for 5 years. And I help people to have outstanding health and well-being. My audio for you is all about how to have perfect health and well-being and how to be more confident, happy and how to love yourself more. So I hope you enjoy it and let's get started. Okay, so loving yourself is when you look in the mirror and you say only good things about yourself, when you feel warm inside in yourself, you feel good about yourself. You know, do you love yourself? So many people look at themselves in the mirror when they get up and they criticize themselves and they say they're fat, they're ugly, I hate myself. And it just does not do yourself any favours throughout the day because you're constantly putting yourself down and you feel unhappy. And that is portrayed out to the rest of the world. And other people can feel that energy, that sort of negative vibe. And it doesn't make you feel good in yourself. So loving yourself is all, you know, increasing your self-esteem and loving yourself is about learning how to feel good in yourself, feeling comfortable. So many people and young girls I've worked with don't love themselves and they use outside distractions such as, cigarettes, food, drink, drugs to make themselves feel better. Whereas really they need to learn how to feel good from within. And learning to feel good from within is just learning to accept yourself and listening to yourself and, you know, saying to yourself that I'm okay. Looking in the mirror in the morning and saying to yourself, do you know what? I love you. You're a good person. That sort of thing. I know it sounds silly, but learning to love yourself is one of the most important things. And once you love yourself, you'll feel so much better. So some really good things to do. When people are giving you compliments throughout the week, I want you to write them down on a post-it note and stick them around the house. And then every time you walk past that post-it note, I want you to read it and then say it back to yourself, because that's a really nice way. Remember all the good things that people say. So often we remember, you know, things that people might have said from years and years ago, like your hair looks bad or whatever. So remember the good things. And anything bad that people might have said in the past, just delete it because it doesn't matter. Another thing is affirmations. You know, this is something that people talk about a lot. And this is affirming the good things. So if you want to feel wonderful and you want to love yourself, then say to yourself in the morning, I love myself. I accept myself. I'm fantastic. I know it sounds really silly, but you know, 5 or 6 years ago, I came across the power of positive thinking and affirmations. And every morning, I had about 10 or 15 affirmations that I used to read out. And it'd be things like, I'm seriously happy, I'm contagiously positive, I'm 100% healthy and full of energy, all these sorts of things. And I kept on saying them and saying them throughout the day. And eventually I start to believe them. So what you start to say to yourself, you believe, you program yourself. So all those negative things you said in the past, you start to program yourself and you believe them. Whereas if you start to say good things, you reprogram yourself to remember the good things. Actually, this is very true. Often people will give you a compliment. And if you don't love yourself, you will often say, oh yeah, whatever, and ignore it. Whereas if you start to say, oh, okay, thank you, you start to believe it and reaffirm it. I remember probably about 10 years ago, I went to this company called House of Colour and they did my colours on me and they did my makeup and what have you. And both my sister and myself went. The lady that was showing us the colours and what we should be wearing, what have you, she said to me, oh, you know, you're beautiful. And she said to my sister, you're lovely and slim. And we both kept on saying, no, we're not. And she actually taught me then that I should say thank you. And actually from that day onwards, I've just started to say thank you. And it does make you start to believe those compliments. So that's a really good thing. Saying thank you, listening to those compliments, writing them down, repeating them to yourself. Remembering your skills. You know, if you're someone that is great with kids, remind yourself that you're great with kids. Do more of the things that you know you're good at as well, because that helps to increase your self-esteem. And also hang around with people that do make you feel good as well, because that automatically makes you feel better. So you might not realise you've got a self-esteem issue, but you know, some of the habits and behaviours that you've got might actually show that you have. For instance, comparing yourself to other people, that's a prime example. I know that a lot of girls flick through the magazines like Hello and Reveal and Closer, and they're comparing themselves to other people, to Cheryl Cole and the like, because they're so desperate to look like that. And so, you know, as soon as you start to compare yourself to other people, this is actually, you have got a self-esteem issue, you need to work on it. And if you're someone that uses maybe drugs to uplift yourself, again, that could, well, that will show that you've got a self-esteem issue. One of the things that I definitely had a self-esteem issue when I was younger, and you know, this is recognisable by the fact that I used to chocolate binge a lot. And when I was about 10 or 11, I remember waiting for my mum to pick me up from school, and I was in a really, my parents split up and my dad brought us up, and whilst I was waiting for my mum, I decided I'd go into the sweet shop. And they had on a special offer, buy one, get one free on the orange chocolates. So I bought two and thought I would give one to my mum as a present, and I would keep one for myself and just have a little bit that night whilst doing my homework. But however, this didn't happen, because I actually went back to my mum's house and I felt miserable there, and I wasn't happy. I was in a place where I didn't belong. I didn't have any of my belongings there. And I sat there and ate the two whole orange chocolates, and this actually sowed the seed to sort of, you know, every time I felt unhappy or miserable or bored, I used chocolate as a distraction. And I think this is true for a lot of people. You know, if they're not happy in themselves, they will use, be it food, coffee, you know, chocolate, coffee, cigarettes, drink, anything to make themselves feel better, to change their feelings. It's all about change your state, really. So I think, you know, you need to start recognising that if you are someone that habitually needs coffee, or you're someone that constantly uses chocolate or wine or beer or cigarettes or drugs or anything like that, you really do need to start looking at yourself and addressing your self-esteem and learning to love yourself more. Why is it important to be grateful? Gratitude is one of those feelings that makes you feel amazing from within. When you are grateful, you feel rich, you feel alive, you feel fabulous. So many people think about all the awful things that go on in their lives, and they stop to reflect and think about the great things and the things they should and could be grateful for. You know, every morning when I wake up, the first thing I do is I think about all the things in my world that I can be grateful for. And I think about the people, my friends, my family, you know, my clients, the good things that we've got planning for the day, my holidays, our lovely place where we live, all those things. And I just let it swirl out and out and out in a big spiral, so that I just feel so engulfed in happiness and love and gratitude. When you feel grateful, you feel alive. And it's just one of the most blissful feelings. So many people say to me, well, how can you be grateful, you know, when so much awful stuff's going on in the world? And, you know, yeah, sure, there are some things that are difficult in life. So, for instance, you know, if you're ill or if someone's dying, and even relationships, you know, can be difficult. And sometimes it's hard to feel grateful. But there's always, you know, I've learned from so many different people that even when times are hard, you can still be grateful. I've got a friend who sadly died last year, but just before she died, she'd got cancer. And I really got to tell you the story, because it's one of the most wonderful stories. When I first met her a few years ago, I was in the gym and I was on the treadmill, and she was on the treadmill next to me. And we just started talking. We're just chatting away, and she was so lovely and really smiley and just a happy, happy person. And she asked me, you know, just talking mundane stuff, just stuff about what we're doing and what a lovely day it was and the usual stuff. And she asked me what I did. And then I asked her what she did. And I was really shocked, because she just suddenly came out with the fact that she was ill and that she'd got cancer and she'd just given up work and she had long-term cancer. And I couldn't believe how someone who was so poorly just seemed so okay with it. Anyway, we became friends, and, you know, I used to go over there and spend quite a lot of time with her. And, you know, even at her times when she was so poorly, you know, she'd been going through chemo and she was so ill, she always was able to enjoy and feel, you know, look at the good things. She used to keep her back door open, and there were, she had a lovely little sort of ground floor flat, and she kept her back door open, and the birds would come right to the sort of, you know, the front of her, by the patio doors. And she just used to love these little birds, and, you know, everything, any bit of beauty around her, she would, you know, take note of. I learned so much from that girl. You know, this girl was someone who, even though she was so ill, she would be there for you. When I had, you know, bad times or tough times with people, I'd ring her up and she'd be there for you. I remember her once saying to me that she was so grateful that she'd got this illness and not her family, because she would rather she suffer than they did. You know, this was someone that was amazing. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, even when it's a really difficult time, you can still look and find things to make you feel good. You know, notice the nature around you, notice the people smiling, see the people around you are happy, you know, create those feelings from within, because even when times are tough, you can still feel grateful and still feel fabulous. Bless her. One of the things that I love so much about Helwyn was that, you know, even though she was so poorly, she was going up to the cancer centre, and she felt that her role for being poorly was to be able to go up there and inspire other people who had cancer and help them. So she was really into painting and wood carving. That was it. She did wood carving as well. She was fantastic, and she used to take up, you know, all her bits and pieces and give people lessons and show them how to do it. And she actually said one of her reasons she felt that she was ill was so she can inspire the people to who were still, you know, terminally ill, to still have a great life. And that was just amazing, you know. So I just think gratitude is one of those things that everyone can feel and can make you feel fabulous. And one of the things that I do, probably a couple of years ago, I was running along the canal and I was in a particularly inspired and grateful mood, and I found a little stone on the floor, and I picked it up, and I decided this little stone would be my gratitude stone. And I painted on it with my nail varnish, a little smiley pink face. And now I carry it around in my handbag. And every time I put my hand in my handbag and I feel it, it reminds me of being grateful. And that's, you know, a lovely little thing that people can do. And also you can buy sort of, you know, you can actually buy things in the card shop. So I've bought a stone which says smile on it. So every time I look at it, I smile. And I also show it to my clients. So when I've got a particularly grumpy client, I pull it out and say, smile. And remind them that they have to be grateful. And it works. It's so nice. So one of my favourite topics in my book is happiness. Just saying the word out loud, happiness, makes me feel good. You know, you can choose to be happy. One of the reasons why I love this topic is that so many people choose to be miserable. And, you know, there are so many wonderful things to smile and feel good about. You know, and I think happiness is all about creating those good feelings from within. Again, like how I said before with self-esteem, you know, people use drink and drugs and food to sort of make themselves feel great, or try to make themselves feel great and change their state. But, you know, you can create that happiness from within by choosing fabulous memories, by deleting the bad things that go on in your life and focusing on the good things and noticing the good. But, you know, it's amazing how two people can come from the same family and one can be so happy and one can be so unhappy, and yet they could be experiencing the same experiences. It's because one of them is choosing to delete, you know, things that are going on around them, and they are using their senses in a different way. So, you know, even if you're in a bad situation, for instance, I went to a funeral recently, and, you know, a funeral is a place where one is usually sad, and it was sad, but so many people around me would choose, you know, looked actually quite happy because they were remembering the happy thoughts and choosing to think good things. So happiness is one of those feelings that I think everyone needs to have more of. So how can you be more happy? Okay, so just by actually smiling, you know, change your physiology. It sounds nuts, but just by smiling, it creates those happy feelings from within. Jumping around, you know, like a Tigger jumped up and down and he never saw Tigger miserable. And also choosing to put good things into your body, you know, exercising to increase endorphins, drinking proper, you know, fruit teas and water and good things, trying to have sensible foods that they don't, you know, raise your blood sugars too high so you feel, you know, comfortable and at a level. So another great way of feeling happy is by surrounding yourself with happy pictures and, you know, happy. I have a board at home, and on this board I have things that make me feel wonderful. So I've got pictures of myself and my husband, got pictures of me and my family, got pictures of my husband and I on, you know, when we got married, got a picture of our dream house, you know, all the things that make us feel great and happy. So, and this can also then trigger those good feelings from within. And also, you know, surrounding yourself with positive people is so, so important. You know, when you have people that, you know, talk about miserable things and moan and groan, they really, really bring you down. And I found this really, really hard, you know, trying to pull out the weeds in my world, you know. But even if you've got some friends and you adore them and yet they're very negative, you know, try and not see them quite so much and have some more inspiring people. Because, you know, when you're inspiring and you're happy and you're positive, you will attract more people like that in your life. And that will then help you to develop and embellish your life and make it so much more happy. Another thing to do when you want to feel great, if you've got people around you and they are negative and they're talking about depressing things and you don't want them to affect you and how you feel, because often you might be in a good mood and you see someone and they can start to bring you down, then a great little tip is to sing a song or to have a tune in your head to keep you going. So for instance, if I've got someone talking to me and they're moaning and groaning about their family, then I will sing in my head whilst they're moaning, la 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 la, which is a Smurf tune. So have a think about what you can do now to block out the negative effects that people have on you. Think of some things that you can say to yourselves to make you feel happy. Think of some tunes that you can play in your head to make you feel great. You know, surround yourself with positive people, have lots of beautiful things around you in your bedroom that will make you feel great, maybe carry a happy stone or a gratitude stone, and just generally keep yourself happy. Okay, so I'm a personal trainer and a coach for health and well-being, and my last chapter in my book is about how to have outstanding health and well-being. And this is, I wrote this chapter last, or this was the chapter I wanted to have at the end, because to me this was the feeling that I feel is the most important. Because if you don't have your health and well-being, then it's really difficult sometimes to have all these other wonderful feelings. So health and well-being is something that we all need to have, because when you feel healthy, you feel fabulous. And when you wake up in the morning and you have got great health, you just, life just seems so much easier. So health and well-being for me is something that I've been teaching for probably 10-12 years. And for me, it's not just about, you know, I'm a personal trainer, but it's not just about the exercise. It's about how to be healthy within the mind, and how to be fit and physical. So for me, there are a few key points of that you need to do to feel healthy and fit. So number one, guys, is to have a healthy mind. So, you know, think about actually how you want to feel. Think about how you want to feel every morning. you know, imagine you can. I know this sounds silly, but, you know, part of the way of how to get what you want is thinking about how you, you know, how you want to feel. So imagine you can, imagine being healthy, imagine being fit, imagine wake up in the morning having bursts of energy. Imagine, you know, yourself get up in the morning and drinking the right, you know, drinking water, eating the right foods, going to the gym or going for a walk. You know, imagine those things and they will come true because you will create them. Okay, the power of the mind and visualizing is so important because what you create in your mind, you can then make happen in your world. Okay, so imagine feeling fabulous. That's number one. So when you're negative, you know, if you're unhappy or you're negative, you actually suppress your immune system. Whereas people that are happy and positive and bouncy and tigger-like, you know, they actually increase their immune system and actually more healthy. So it's really important, guys, that you actually start feeling, you know, imagine yourself being healthy and being more positive, because that will actually make you feel better. So that's number one. Number two, which is so important, more than anything else, most people think if they want to be fit and healthy, is to go on a diet and lose weight and, you know, eat better and maybe have 2 liters of water a day. Okay, the number two, though, the most important thing is actually breathing, stopping and breathing. Now, I know this sounds silly because most of you think, okay, I've got to breathe, so what are you on about? But, you know, think about, you know, if you don't breathe, if you don't have any oxygen, within a minute or two, you're going to die. You know, most people think that food's the most important thing, but, you know, you can go weeks without food, you can go days without water, but you can go minutes without oxygen. So that shows you the priority of what you need to be looking at. And oxygen is really important. So what I mean by that is breathing, taking deep breaths of fresh air, you know, breathing and holding in the breath, and oxygenizing the body and then letting it out. So taking maybe 10 deep breaths at the beginning of the day, and then maybe after, I mean, what I do is I take 10 before breakfast, I mean, throughout the day, but I'm thinking sort of, you know, before breakfast, lunch and dinner, I have this routine where I will sit down and consciously think I'm going to take 10 deep breaths and just relax. It's also, it helps you to relax and it makes you feel better. So breathing is really, really important. It's something that, you know, you can do alongside also meditation as well. You know, think about just feel, you know, taking the oxygen and just feeling good. So that's number two. Number three is giving your body the water that it needs. Okay, so this is all about taking in enough fluid. So you can take your fluid in obviously by taking in water, and also if you have fruit teas as well, because that's also water. But a lot of people, when they think, okay, I need to drink more fluid, they tend to go for fruit juices and coffees and teas and, I don't know, fizzy drinks. And yeah, that's fluid, but it's not the fluid you need, guys. You know, this has got loads of caffeine in, it's got loads of sugar, it actually pollutes the system, whereas we want water which will, you know, hydrate your body and give you the energy and the vitality that you need. So really try and think about drinking 2 to 4 litres of water a day. It sounds like a lot, but optimum health, really need to be thinking about that. So start off at the beginning of the week. So if you're thinking, okay, so I need to drink more water, that's a hell of a lot, how am I going to do it? Start off every week by just increasing it by a glass every week. So you might start off, if you're not someone that drinks water, then maybe start off with drinking 1 glass a day for a week, and then the following week increasing it to 2 glasses a day, just so that you're getting up to about 2 or 3 litres. You really need to start thinking about that. And you can also use, you know, your fruit teas as part of that as well. And if you really struggle to drink that much fluid, because obviously you're at work or you're doing things and you need to keep going to the loo, it's not so easy, especially if you're in the car on journeys, then think about upping your water content in your food. So having more live foods and more water rich foods will help you with, you know, your energy and keeping you vital. So think about having more fruits and more vegetables, and even things like soups and stuff, you know, there again, if you make them yourselves, they're great and they're full of water content as well. So it's all about increasing that amount of water so you feel less sluggish, because the water actually gets your body moving, gets lymph system moving as well, and you just feel better in yourself. So that was number three. Number four is about eating alkalizing foods. So food that are not acid forming. There's some foods that we eat that can really affect our body and put us out of balance. Your blood is a pH level of 7.36, and this is at its optimum. And when your blood's at this level, you know, it works properly for you, and those lovely plump red blood cells all go swimmingly around the body and they're all happy. And those blood cells, you know, transport the water and the nutrients and the oxygen around the body. When you start putting acid forming foods into your body, your pH level goes out of balance. And when that goes out of balance, those red blood cells literally are ripped apart because of this acid forming food. And then the red blood cells are not so plump. They stick together and they can't swim around so easily. I'm doing this in simplistic form, around your body. And so the nutrients don't get around to your body so easily. The oxygen doesn't get around to your body so easily, and therefore you feel more tired. And also, you know, your body doesn't work at such an optimal level because you've got all this acid in your body. So the key thing here is to start having more alkalizing foods. And alkalizing foods are foods such as your green vegetables. Green is key, actually. Anything green is usually fabulous. Okay, so one of the things that I take at the beginning of the day is wheatgrass. And I know a lot of people are opposed to this, but this is something that's really great. A shot of wheatgrass really does get you buzzing and those energy levels up high. You know, green vegetables, meat and dairy are quite acid forming, but you know, you can't cut out all these things. So, you know, just cut back on the red meats and have, you know, sort of some chicken and fish. Fish is better for you than chicken. You know, think about cutting back on the dairy. Everything's in moderation, really. It's just cutting back on those things and just upping your fruit and your vegetables so that you have more alkalizing foods in your system. So number five for your health and well-being is exercise, guys. You know, you can't go around sitting around your chair all day because you're not going to feel great. Moving gives you energy, makes you feel fantastic, okay? And for a lot of people, if you're not someone that's, you know, into exercise and you feel averse to it, it's quite scary thinking about starting it. But just taking a small baby step every day and just, you know, walking a small amount will make you feel good. One of the things I always do, you know, when I've got some clients that come over to me, my personal training clients, sometimes I can just tell instantly if they are in a bad mood or a sad mood or happy. And often when people are not in a great mood, I will take them outside just for a walk. And don't even think about pounding the streets with running. We just walk so we can increase energy levels slowly, and just by taking the fresh air outside, it changes their state, and then they feel more comfortable, and then their endorphins start to increase, and then they feel better, and then before you know it, they're feeling fabulous. So health is all about moving the body. When you move your body, as well as taking deep breaths, this is what actually stimulates your lymph system. And by stimulating your lymph system, this is what then gets all the toxins out of your body so that you are actually at peak health and fitness. So think about doing maybe 20 to 30 minutes of exercise every day. And I don't mean pounding, running the streets or cycling madly, but just walking, you know, getting up half an hour early in the morning and just going for half an hour walk will make all the difference to how you feel, and also to your waist as well, your waistband. So every day, think about trying to do 20 minutes to 30 minutes a day, and that will just make such a difference to you. And then also think about doing some resistance training. Okay, so most people think resistance training is getting those weights and doing some exercises 2 to 3 times a week. And that is what I'd like you to do. But, you know, if you've never done it before, it can be quite scary. And where do you start? So maybe think about buying some DVDs, you know, Davina. DVD is fantastic, or I don't know, got some of the old classics, Cindy Crawford and Jane Fonda, you know, all those sorts of DVDs, and you can watch them and get some ideas, and it's a bit of fun. You know, get your baked bean tins out of the cupboard and do a few bicep curls. If you don't know any exercises, then, you know, have a look in on YouTube, type on YouTube bicep curls, tricep dips, tricep extensions, and this will show you how to do them. You know, there's so many different things you can do just to get the body a bit more toned and a bit stronger, and so you feel fabulous. So I know exercise for a lot of people is a really uninspiring word, and for a lot of people it scares you, but associate exercise with something that makes you feel good. Okay, so maybe put your iPod on before you go out, put your favourite tunes on, and just go for a small walk. Just start off slowly and each week increase it by 5-10 minutes. Or even get a buddy, you know, a friend who can come out exercising with you, go for a little walk. If you're finding the idea of going for a walk too scary initially, then stick the music on downstairs and start a little dance in the front room. Anything to get yourself moving will make you feel fabulous and you will feel so much better. Anyone that starts moving, and honestly, everyone that I train, initially they hate the idea of exercise and they don't want to do it. And I tell you what, guys, within 6 weeks, they're all loving it and they're all running. So you can do it. It's just about thinking, imagining it, feeling it, seeing yourself doing it, and you'll love it. And just do it. Okay, so I want to talk about confidence now, because this is another topic in my book which I just think is so important. You know, how come some people can be really confident and others aren't? You know, and how come some days you can be in certain situations where you can walk into a room and you feel so good and so at ease and confident, and yet other days you just think, no, I can't do it. It's so true. You know, sometimes you can hang out with, you know, you can stand up and deliver a perfect speech to 2 or 3 people, but yet the thought of having to speak to 100 people fears you with dread and you think, no way, Jose. Okay, so confidence is something that we all want, we all think we need, and maybe sometimes you think you haven't got it. How is it that you can say to me, or sometimes clients will come to me and say, you know, I just want confidence, and they absolutely, you know, wish they had confidence, and they say it in such a confident manner when they say it to me, so it's like they're confident, they want it, you know. It sort of makes me laugh, really, because this is something that we all want, and actually you have got it. So let's have a little look at the different things that you can do to make you confident. Okay, so number one, really, I think the most important thing is your self-talk. Because, you know, if inside you are saying to yourself, oh my gosh, people look at me, I look awful, I'm going to stutter, I'm so embarrassed, oh my God, look, he's looking at me now, oh my gosh, you're just not going to be able to do it. You know, that is going to just eat you up, and you will never be able to open your mouth and speak to people in front of you if that's what you're trying to do. So I guess the self-talk is one of these things where you need to say to yourself before you go into a room, okay, I can do it. You know, breathe slowly, breathe deeply. Think of a time when you were really confident. Maybe you have got a meeting and you need to stand up and do a 10-minute speech. Before you go into a speech, you know, to do this, think about a time that you might have, I don't know, given a speech before or done something really well, and remember the things that you said to yourself and practice saying those things to yourself so that you feel that you're able to do it again. So just, you know, the self-talk within yourself, you know, saying to yourself, I can do it. Yep, that's okay. It's okay. All right, Davinia, you can do it. That sort of thing. I know it sounds silly, but it works. So that's number one. Number two is your physiology, okay? You cannot be confident with your head down, looking at the floor, shoulders drooped down. It just doesn't work. You know, everyone that's confident, if you look at how they are, they are standing tall, their shoulders back, chest lifted, they're smiling, they've got open body language, their hands are, you know, sort of out, you know, by their sides, or they're talking with their hands. Their body language is very positive. You know, you can really see the difference when you walk into a room. They say that a picture says 1,000 words, and it's so true, because your body language also says this too. You can walk into a room and you can, without even listening to a conversation, see how people are feeling, you know, by their the way that they move their hands, you know, if they're looking down at the floor. Often if you're looking at the floor, it's because you're actually having self-talk then, and you're maybe on a negative mood or you're not feeling good in yourself. Use your eyes, keep them wide and open and look at people. Use your hands, smile, good positive gestures. They all make you feel confident. So just practice confidence, you know, practice looking confident. Tell yourself that you're confident. Dress confidently. You know, the clothes that you wear are so important. There's no, you know, if you went out to a party, sometimes, you know, people laugh, but, you know, girls often ring their friends and say, oh, what are you wearing tonight? And often we do that. It's because we all want to sort of, you know, feel quite similar, and then you feel confident. Some people don't want to stand out from the crowd. So, you know, if you're one of those people that wants to sort of, you know, feel like that and feel, look, you know, how other people are looking, then find out what everyone else is wearing. You know, wear clothes that will reflect and make you feel good in yourself. So if you're going to a party and the killer heels and the little dress is the thing that makes you feel good, wear it. You know, put on what makes you feel great. And wearing tracksuits and pyjamas as soon as you're getting from work does nothing for the guys, girls. So remember, wear things to make you feel and look confident. Okay, so in summary, guys, what are you going to do so that you step out that door and feel fabulous and look and feel confident? Okay, so remember, smile, keep the shoulders back, head lifted, loads of eye contact, dress to impress, feel great, so wear something that makes you feel really, really great, and tell yourself that you can do it, you know. Use words that make you inspire yourself, you know. Walk out of that house and say to yourself, I look confident, I feel confident, I'm great, people are going to like me, people are going to love me, I'm going to make people laugh, I'm going to make people happy. Think and imagine how you're going to feel when you walk into a room. Everyone's going to love you, you're going to be smiling, you know, just imagine it being all positive, and it will be, it will work perfectly. Okay, so I want to bring this to an end now, and I'm going to share with you a routine that I use every day, first thing in the morning, and it takes about 35 to 40 minutes, and there are 5 steps to it, and these 5 steps will ensure you feel fabulous every day. Okay, so step 1, positive thoughts and affirmations. So every morning I want you to wake up and to start filling your mind with positive thoughts and affirmations. So positive thoughts about the day, what's going to happen, you know, things that are going to make you smile, who you're going to meet and greet, and who you're going to help that day, who you're going to make feel special, who you're going to make feel wonderful. You're going to have your affirmations as well, so things that you want to affirm to remind yourself to feel good. So the things like I said before, so I feel fabulous, I'm wonderful, I'm a kind person, I'm seriously healthy, I'm 100% positive, life's wonderful, I'm grateful, I'm going to win £1 million, those sorts of things. Okay, so start your day with a real positive uplift. Okay, step 2 is be grateful and ask good questions. So remember earlier when I said about being grateful and how it really changes your mood and makes you feel fantastic and makes you just feel blissful. Okay, so in the morning I want you to step 2 is to be grateful and to ask fabulous questions. And this means think about all the wonderful people in your life, you know, picturing them in your mind, seeing their smiley faces. Think about your partner and your friends and your loved ones and your family and your colleagues and your I don't know, the neighbours, your pets, whatever it might be. Just think about all those wonderful people in your life that make you feel grateful. And think about all the lovely things in your life that you can feel grateful for. And then set yourself up for the day with some good questions. You know, things like, how can I make this day be the best day ever? Or how can I make my husband or my partner feel loved today? Or how can I be really happy today? Or what can I do today to make this the best day ever? You know, those sorts of questions. Think of some really empowering questions so that you can then set up your day and make it a winner. Okay, step 3, visualize and plan. So this is when I want you to, when you've woken up, I want you to visualize your day. Again, think about all the things that want to happen today. You know, the people that you're going to meet, the people you're going to touch their hearts and their souls with. You know, how your day is going to go. If you've got a meeting, I want you to visualize it going really well and the outcome and how everyone else responds to you. I don't know if you're going to the gym. I want you to visualize how that's going to go and the fact that you're going to run maybe a mile today. You know, if you're thinking that you now need to lose a few pounds, maybe visualize yourself eating lots of lovely, healthy fruit and vegetables and enjoying it and smiling and going, yummy, those sorts of things. So visualize and plan your day. So, you know, set up how you want your day to be, because if you set your day up, it will be fantastic. Okay, step four is have positive role models and read positive words. So every morning, I want you to have breakfast with someone that's really inspiring. You know, someone that you can read their words and they just fill you with inspiration and excitement. Every morning for about half an hour, I will either read, you know, someone like Tony Robbins or Paul McKenna or Louise Hay or Wayne Dyer, someone that inspires me and uplifts me. I tend to read self-help books that make me feel good. You know, but anything that really sort of sets your day up with a bang and excites you and makes you, you know, think about different things and gets your creative juices flowing, then, you know, read them. So, you know, sometimes maybe you read your book whilst you're in bed, or if you've already got up, make sure you at least read your book for half an hour whilst you're having your breakfast. Whatever you do, make sure you read those books, because, you know, words inspire you and they touch your heart and your soul and they will make you feel great for the day. So read. Number five is meditate to feel inspired and excited and invigorated. So what do I mean by that? I mean, you know, giving yourself 5 to 10 minutes, sitting down, taking deep breaths in, deep breath out, breathing, just, you know, stop all the self-talk and just going off into a magical world where you feel great and at ease. So maybe you, if you find it difficult to shut off, then just say something over and over again just so you can focus on those words. So for instance, for me, sometimes I find it hard to switch off and I'll just say thank you, thank you, thank you. And it just helps ease the mind. And it really does open up a different level. And it makes you feel at ease and at one and centered and whole. You know, just think of a word that works for you. Maybe love, and just keep saying love or thank you. Or, you know, some people like to use the and the ahs and chant and go ah. Whatever works for you. But just shut off the mind and just meditate for 5 to 10 minutes every morning, and what a difference you will feel. These five steps will make such a difference to your world, and you will feel fabulous. Thank you so much for listening to this audio. I really, really hope I've inspired you and you've got something positive out of this. I know you have. You know, this audio was all about helping you to feel more confident and more happy and, you know, feeling wonderful in yourself. And I really, really hope that you'll use the top tips to make yourself feel fabulous, and you'll go away and think and reflect on what I've shared with you. You can do it. So go on, go and feel fabulous every day. So for more help, tips and advice, please check out my website, which is www.davinia.org.uk. That's www.davinia, spelled davinia.org.uk. Good luck with it, and it will be great to hear from you soon.